Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
So I'm scrolling through his messages, and it said something like, are you going to tell your girlfriend about the time that we spooned and the time that we cuddled and that we slept together? And I was, like, so in love at the time. My stomach fell through my butthole, and I was, like, shaking.
Boom.
No. That was pretty good.
Fallen.
Rain is falling.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, rain is falling. Shed some skin.
Wait, I have a...
That was...
When people sing like this.
Hold on. It's cursive.
I don't even know. Sunday morning, rain is falling.
You were the girl in high school. They're like, Sophie, sing. You're like, no, I can't.
Please,
I'm not.
It.
I can't
I'm
sing.
I'm like,
you
fine.
Guys.
Sunday morning.
There's always that guy. There always is that guy in high school.
I was in choir and I did audition for the solo parts.
Did you get them?
And I did.
Oh, so. You did? Yeah, you're good at singing. I forgot you're kind of good at
choir.
It when you tried.
Were you?
Yeah. I was a tenor.
Oh, hey, I honestly should be a tenor, but I was an alto, but I sang probably bass.
I was in choir and I was potato, so I was in the different section.
I was potato. How low can you go? Let's hear it.
Oh, wait. I haven't warmed up the vocal cords. Please hold.
Wow, the
low.
Face you make when you do that. Let me tell you,
they wouldn't let me go on stage with that. They'd be like, okay, everyone turn around. I actually have to make that face to go that low. I'm not kidding.
Triple chin.
How the heck else am I supposed to get that low?
Oh, but it is Sunday morning. I don't know if that was part of this episode or
rain
not.
Rain is falling.
We're Shed recording some... on a Sunday. Thanks for the coffee, babe.
I
Cheers.
Got you. Wait, I got you in my weird ass cat cup.
It's actually nice that we're recording on a Sunday, not hungover, because usually when we're here on a Sunday, it's after a night of fun.
Oh, you're not hungover?
Oh, actually, I didn't ask you. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, maybe. Oh, that's a silly assumption, isn't it?
It is a silly assumption. You did have a margarita, didn't you?
No, I was going to make margaritas. That picture I posted was from a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
I just usually post stuff later because I'm like, I'm not sitting down. Mm-hmm. No, I went over to a friend's house, but we had wine and we played a game. I have not had a game be that fun like in a long time. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Catan, but it wasn't incoherent because we played that after, but basically what you do is I pick a word and they're all inappropriate. Well, then what are you going to say?
Okay, I have a game after this. Kay. I think me and Pat started playing this game too.
Really?
Yeah.
You pick like an inappropriate word basically off this like card, okay? So I pick one and one of mine was taking nudes.
Okay.
So I draw a picture of someone taking nudes and I pass it. And the next person has to guess what it is.
It's like telephone
but
drawings.
Yes, and then you pass it again.
What's
and the other
called?
Person calls.
I was playing this last
it.
Night too with
you
a
did
different
not.
Group of friends. Yeah.
You did not.
What's
what
is it called?
Called?
Telestration?
Yes.
Yes. So fun.
It was hilarious. And we would get, I mean, by the time we're like three wine bottles deep, everybody, and we're all like, are you freaking serious? You drew that. That's a butt cheek. Like whatever. It was really, really fun. But
that is so fun.
It was
I want to play
good game.
That.
We
I should
play
that.
It.
We should get that game. I want to play that.
It's okay. Actually comedy. But anyway.
Okay. New game to introduce.
I would say I'm hungover, but I don't drink really that much. So like when I even have like three glasses of wine, I'm like, I'm just groggy. It's not hungover. Yeah. It's just like, I'm groggy.
I feel you.
But I'm not going to lie. I love that wine. Like it was worth it. Like I love wine.
So worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like I mean, you know, I'm kind of all or nothing. I haven't had a sip of alcohol in almost a month.
When's oh my
last
God.
Time I drank was probably.
Dirty's going away.
Yeah.
That was. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. That was like almost a month ago.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I might just keep it going until, like I said, I'm on a boat. Then I'll just go for it.
Fine by me.
I'm like, by me, baby.
Bring on the summer, honey.
Right?
Bring on the summer. What did you do last night, by the way?
Oh, gosh. This is part of my straight kind of moment. Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Strict-headed moments with sit and serve.
Yeah.
Little cursive and draw.
I can't with those people. I really can't.
Yeah.
If you,
I don't know when the sun is coming down.
That was not good.
Did you make that song?
Yeah.
When the sun's coming down.
Whenever I try to sing a song that I can think of, I have to make it up because I can't think of
you
anything.
You can't think of anything. If you don't know what cursive singing is, just look it up. You'll know. We pretty much nailed it. But, okay, straight can of moments. So mine's a little more serious this week. Okay. I feel like I've been on a roll of funny ones, and I was like, okay, this is a little more serious.
Yeah.
So y'all know I deal with anxiety, a little mental health stuff here and there. And what happens while I do this is I get very drained, exhausted, burnt out. Every little task is like the biggest deal. So I, the past like 6 months, I have been wanting to declutter my house. Like things just build up in the drawers, build up in the pantry. But I haven't had like the energy to do it, to be honest, because the one day I have off, like after I coached all morning Saturday, I was like, am I going to be able to do this? But it's always nice because my mom is such a good motivator. I was like, can you just sit on my couch and watch me? Like just having someone there will help me. But mentally, I felt like I was pretty like stable last week. So I was like, this is the week I'm going to declutter my house. I thought I was going to get it done in like 4 hours. Like I have a small fucking condo.
So
like,
it's a one bedroom.
It's a
one bedroom, one bath, yeah. One closet. Yeah. Well, two, I guess. But
no, one closet.
Because don't you have your big closet and then you have your other one where your laundry room is?
That's my bathroom.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
No, I have one bathroom, one closet, one bedroom, and a living area and a kitchen.
Yeah.
And 7 hours in with my
mom.
7 hours. With my mom helping me.
What are you getting rid of that's like hidden in there? Because when I come there, it looks nice.
Yeah, but.
Like it's very clean.
Have you opened my drawers?
Not.
Yeah.
Particularly, no.
Yeah, it's bad.
What are you putting in there?
Everything that I just like. Accumulate and I just shove it
like a what, like a give me an example, because I don't accumulate anything. I throw everything away.
I know. I was just, I got here and I was like, I appreciate drawers a lot more now. I'm opening every single one of Sis like cupboards. I'm like, wow.
I go,
wow.
So do you need a coffee? And she's like, yeah, I do. And she's standing there and I'm making the coffee and I turn around, she's like looking in the cupboards, pulling the doors up, and she goes, oh wow, okay, closes it, put like every single one. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm getting ideas. But yeah, I also had the whole time me and my mom were like decluttering, I had Home Edit on Netflix. So here are the steps. If you're wondering, you edit. So that was what I did yesterday. Okay. I declutter, I edit. Then you have to categorize. So you have to figure out what goes with what. Then you have to contain, which is what I just ordered. I ordered some containers, nice. You know, make it all neat. And then the fourth step is maintain. So just, you know,
the hardest part.
Anyways, that was, I don't know if that was really a straight kid moment, but
no,
I just wanted to say that I felt stable enough to finally clean my fucking place. So
I'm proud
of you.
I feel
really good. I mean, I'm only 70% of the way done.
But I'm proud of you for
that. 7 hours later. Thanks.
I'm like trying to figure out what was in your drawers though. Like I don't understand.
We can go look in my trunk right now. It's Goodwill stuff.
Okay.
Just gonna be giving.
Yes. Yeah. I would love that.
I heard
what
few people told me, because I was like, I can't go through and sell every single one of my shirts. People were like, oh, just take a picture, post it on Instagram. I'm like, do you know how many things I got rid of? It's not.
Oh, can I look through it quick?
My mom stole a lot of it.
Okay.
The good shit. But
oh, no.
Yeah.
God damn.
But
think of your friends when you do stuff like this, okay?
Yeah, right. I know. I actually thought about that. I was like, we should do a little. Hold on. But then I learned that you can donate to Goodwill and you get a receipt and you write it off as a tax write-off.
Yep.
And I was like, sick. Was that what you were going to say?
I was going to say you should sell stuff on Depop.
Oh.
A ton of the Go House influencers, yeah, would just like, oh, I don't want this piece of clothing anymore. And then like throw it up for like sick, probably more, either the same or more than they bought it for. And
oh,
people,
yeah,
would buy it from them.
What's the other one that
the
people...
The thing though is... Like, you don't understand how many things I got rid of. Like, I had bins and bins.
You did. You have way more clothes than, like, anyone I know by, like, a long shot.
And it's, like, shitty shit, too. Because I don't buy, like, high quality. I buy, like, that's the thing with, like, this Like to Know It thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this was from probably, like, Amazon. This, I mean, these were nice pants. Urban Outfitters. This was probably from, like, Limited 2 when I was 12. Like, none of my clothes are, like, I just mix. So, but that's the thing. It's, like, I need to focus on like good quality items,
yeah,
rather than like bulking up with quality.
Can I tell you a trick?
Quantity.
This, let's say this is an old white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You link a shirt that's like affordable and white and is the identical shirt. doesn't have to be the same from the same company that you bought it from.
Oh.
Like you could just don't click it as like, I'm wearing this. Just give them an example of what you're wearing. Mm. I use it as an example.
Okay.
Because sometimes like I'll get something from H&M and it's like gone. Yeah. Like, you know how they make exactly. one thing and then it's just poof, it's gone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell? I literally bought that two posts.
Yeah.
And then so I just pick something that's like similar from somewhere else.
Okay.
Cool. I just don't say, oh yeah, I'm wearing this exact shirt. Cause
that's another conversation. Yeah. Straight hand moment.
Sorry. Hi everyone. Good job cleaning though, by the way.
Thanks.
I want to look through your stuff. Okay. What is my straight kind of moment? I don't even know. I got caught this morning.
Masturbating?
No. I got up.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we had last night, we also had fondue, cheese fondue. And, never again. It's good. It's just not good for me. Okay. So I like was just like smiling. Jordan and I were kind of having a cute cuddly moment. And then I got up and I don't remember doing this, but apparently I let out a little toot and I went to the bathroom and he goes, I hear you did not. I'm like, I opened the door. I go, did not. What? He goes, you just cropped us at me and left. Didn't you? You little dirty hoe. I'm like, excuse you? And he's like, you just crapped us to me and left. You're gross. You're gross. I'm like, don't say that. We got in like an argument because I'm like, you don't say that. And I'm like, no, I didn't crapped us. I truly believed I didn't toot. I truly believed to my core that I did not do that. And I did.
In 2 years from now, you will say you didn't toot.
No, I didn't toot. I know for a fact I didn't, but then I did. I must have because it wasn't him. So anyway, I crapped us in this morning. He was kind of mad about that. But I want to say something. What?
Do you and Jordan still not fart in front of each other?
No.
Dude.
Okay, he farts in front of me, I should say. I don't fart in front of him.
Me and Plant Daddy, our farts just like have sex in the air. They intermingle and
I cannot. I don't know.
I cannot either, but I don't know if I fart more than the average female, but I would be so uncomfortable. I couldn't let it out.
I do. I go to the other room or something.
Oh, I'm too lazy for that.
Okay, fair enough. But I don't know. I don't want to.
I know.
It's one thing that I'm like, I don't want to do it because it's like, let's have mysteries, okay?
Yeah. No, it should
be. You have no
be.
Idea that I toot because I don't have a butthole. And let's keep that a mystery.
Mm-hmm. I do think you're kind of
right. In a relationship.
I do think you're right, but I just can't do it.
It's okay.
You only have a butthole when you're having sex. Other than that, there's no buttholes involved.
Even then, I don't have one. I'm just totally flat on the bottom. I'm like a Barbie doll. I've got nothing going on. Anyway.
Even when I have sex, there is a no butthole.
I had gotten a few White Claws from White Claw, and they want me to post about them, and I'm being paid for it. And I will say, I've never like done it like this before where it's very like structured. It is so uncomfortable to do structured ads. Like, and I really want to say that because I actually tried the product. It's not, I don't do things that I don't like and I like them. They're really, really good. I just have never felt
so. Did they pay you to put this on the podcast? Cause like,
no.
Give me a cut of this, bitch.
No, they did it. But I'm just saying, I wanted to say this because I'm like, I had to literally bring my White Claws over to my friend's house and have them take like a few pictures with it. And I've just never felt so invasive of people's like time and like things, you know what I mean? And I just was thinking in my head, it's like everybody wishing they want to be an influencer or like me, like being like a micro tiny, tiny one doing like a few here and there. I'm so uncomfy. Like it is not me like at all.
We have a friend. We have a friend, Emerson.
Yeah.
Classy Clean Chic on Instagram.
So good at her ads. So good.
Yeah, like ever since I become friends with her, like seeing how she has to like function in social situations and post about things.
And have an assistant come to her with the day.
To answer the DMs. Yep. It's like I do see it in a whole other light. And it is uncomfortable, which is why I think, I mean like White Claw, if you're getting paid for it, like obviously, but I think that's why as micro influencers, I think people really do trust us because we are micro influencers. So I think it is so important to make sure what you're posting is literally like your ride or die.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, do you love White Claw? You drink that shit every night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, cause as a,
they just wanted me to try. They wanted me to try it.
Yeah.
So it's like a trial. I'm trying this and it's me literally trying it. It's not like I'm like, I love these.
You're learning from it.
Yeah, I'm learning from it. But I will say it just feels so weird to like go in a public setting and do it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable. Maybe I'm not made for this like influencer shit. I'm not gonna lie.
That's why I also like doing it with each other.
Yeah,
like when
you
we,
and I
like when
it.
We had like the Bud Light Seltzer sponsorship.
So fun.
We would like, if it was two people at one time, I feel like it's a little different. So it's like, yo, y'all, we put these like, and we could use each other.
Absolutely.
So that's why we got to still team up.
We team the whole time. I will say the reason, if you're curious, because we never talked about this, why we don't have Bud Light anymore. If you're curious and you're thinking about it and you're like, what the heck's going on? Basically what happened was literally nothing.
The dirty details.
Nothing happened. We did exactly everything that they wanted and above more. And beyond and beyond and beyond. And what happened was they cut all ad money for anything other than football when the football season came. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And a lot of times with podcasts, like contracts end. That's kind of how it works. So
yeah, even if they love everything you do, like we're the only one, the last man standing in all of their podcasts. It was literally just us. And they were like, cut all marketing dollars except for football. And that was that.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering, that's what happened. We still have a good relationship, so.
Little BTS.
It's a little behind the scenes, honey.
You're so, I've noticed this recently. You're so good at, like whenever I look at our videos, you're so good at like looking at the camera because you're like a little news anchor girl. And I'm always like looking at the wall or like above the camera at Ben.
I feel like I'm usually like this when I'm talking to you.
Or like picking at my nipples or like, I don't know. I decided not to wear bras anymore.
Wait, good for you.
Look at that.
I feel a little Kim Possible. You have bigger boobs than I do, I think.
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you do.
Mine are little pointy middle school boobs. But I kind of like it. Oh, I think small boobs are cute.
They are cute. They are cute. I don't know. I feel like I'm like, I don't know. I feel like a little Kim Possibly. Because then it's just like, I don't know. It's pointy.
Okay.
Question for you.
Yes.
Because I got a little question that I want to ask you.
A candid question.
It's a candid question. Are there any odd traits that you find sexy or attractive in somebody? Something that's like maybe outside the norm.
We need a prep for this.
I know, but I wanted to catch you off guard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
This isn't a trait, but it's something that I really like about people. It's like what's entering my mind right now. Okay. Might not be exactly what you're looking for, but I really like ears. Yeah. So if people have good ears, like I am very attracted to ears.
What's a good ear?
I like big ears. Yeah, that kind of stick out a little bit. And like
really?
The earlobes look like nibble, like you can nibble very well on them and suck the lobes.
I have never looked at an earlobe and been like, oh, you are so nibbleable.
If I'm horny, I think about sucking ears.
Are you kidding?
A little bit. Like I like to like lick the earlobe. Yeah. The bottom, like suck it a little.
I've nibbled on an earlobe, but I've never been like, oh, that's a good nibble of the ear.
I
could nibble that ear.
Well, if I'm like looking at someone and I'm kind of like, ooh, I like think about their ear a little bit too. I don't know. I'll probably think of another
like,
one. Can you
I
go?
Was thinking, yeah. I like big... like sexy hands, like huge hands are like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, look at that hand.
You know what big hands mean?
What? Big feet.
Big
socks.
Okay.
I like big hands, like, cause I just feel like they can like grab you and like, you know what I mean? Oh, it's another trait that I had. I feel like I wrote down a few in my phone and now I'm of course can't think of them.
Odd traits. Ben, if you ever have something, by the way, jump in.
It could even be like a physical trait. Yeah. It could be like an emotional trait.
Personality.
Something that they do. Yeah.
I actually really like guys that are a little more sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
Which is pretty normal, but a little more emotional.
I was going to say voices.
Oh, good call.
I think lisps are so cute.
Oh.
Adorable. Aww. Like the one of the, like the past girls I dated, she had a lisp and I was just like swoon like that.
Really?
It was so cute. So cute, bro.
That's kind of cute, actually.
I like that.
I like that too. I would say I'm not really super into lisps, but I'm trying to think of another little one that I like.
Voices are important, like a little rasp, a little raspy in there into it.
If you can wear a baseball hat, it's kind of like it's game over, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Come on.
I love hats. I love when guys wear hats. I just love it. It takes like someone who's like a 7 to a 10 right 11. Away. 11. Yeah, at 11. And Pat hates wearing hats. And I'm like, can you just put this on? Let me see what you look like. I'm like, just wear it for a second. Let me see. He cannot wear it. He feels Why? Claustrophobic, he says.
Why?
I don't know. He just like doesn't like the feeling on his head. And I'm like, I love hats so much. I just want to see him in a hat so bad. Have you noticed?
It's like your fantasy.
Yeah. He like never, I'm like, can we just.
Yeah, he never does. I've never seen him wear a hat before.
I'm like, let's just have sex with your hat on backwards.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Everything but the hat.
Jordan has this weird little lip quiver when he's lying. It's like a, when he's like trying to be funny, he'll go like, it's like this little point in the front. And I say he looks kind of like a little turtle. So he'll go like, no, I never did that. And his like little front of his lip goes down, and I think it's the cutest thing ever. And I just like squeeze it. I'm like, oh, you're lying. It's so cute.
I've actually seen that when he's being like kind of sarcastically
yes.
funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
His lip goes down. I'm like, what do you do? What is that? I will say clean feet are like very attractive. Like if your toes are clean and you're just like laughing. Well, come on. If you got dirty little toes, I don't want a thing about that. I don't want nothing to do with that.
What do like dirty toes look like?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
Icky.
Ah. Oh, okay.
So my family is known to get ingrown toenails.
Oh,
I don't.
Ow.
It's like the guy side. So my dad and my brother, this is the grossest thing. They have to cut their toenails a certain way in order for them to not get grown in toenails. So they're like square and pointy on the sides.
Ow.
And my brother had like... I'm sorry, Garrett. My brother had like a fungal infection at one point.
Oh,
used to have
no.
like athlete's foot with these square toenails. That's what it looks like.
Ow. God. Yeah. Ow. I will. Oh my God. Okay. Last toenail story and then we're done with this. 4th of July on a boat. This guy ran past me and I like sliced my leg open. Like I have a scar on my leg. It was his toenail that cut me open. That's how sharp his toenail was.
I've never
been more disgusted in my life.
He probably gets ingrown toenails. He had to cut them square and sharp.
I don't think he'd cut them in years.
Oofta.
Oofta is right. I have a scar memory from like 6 years ago, 4th of July, from someone's toenail.
Owie.
Ah, God. Anyway, we have a lot more things to talk about. We just wanted to chitter chatter, binter banter in the morning.
It's like
I'm still getting my coffee turned on. You know what I mean? My like coffee's like not quite all fully loaded here in my brain.
I finished your coffee already. It's good.
Can I tell you a funny story about middle school? Because I have a middle school relation to our actual overarching topic. In middle school, I thought I was so cool. Oh, it actually would have been high school. That's even more embarrassing. Okay, that's great. It's high school. I'm driving around in my car and I have a little sister and she's in middle school or late elementary school. And I'm driving around. I think I'm so cool. I drive a bug car, whatever. Like a bug car.
Like a slug bug?
I drove a slug bug in high
school.
Did
you really?
Yeah.
Wait, this takes like my image of you to a whole nother level.
What do you mean?
Does it match? No.
It was a matte gray, or not matte gray, like a dark charcoal gray bug car.
It doesn't match because when you were talking about middle school and how you would wear like boy baggy shorts, like a slug bug is like very feminine to me.
My parents said it matched my personality. And I said, I think that we could have left that comment out. But I don't think it matches my personality.
You're a little slug.
Yeah, I'm like a little slug by
you. Slutty slug. Okay.
But literally, the windows didn't work. If one came down in the winter, like on accident, you couldn't get it back up. I'd have to like go home and have my dad push it closed with me. The AC didn't work. The heat didn't work. It smelled like a crayon. And if anyone is out there listening and you had a Volkswagen, anything before the year 2004... Like anything before that, it smells like crayons. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I think I understand the crayon smell, but I've had
strong though. It's not like what is that? You're like, this is a crayon. It's Crayola up in here. Have you ever experienced this?
No.
Someone listening, you know what I'm talking about. God damn it. Anyway, but I'm driving around. I think I'm so cool. My sister was like, yeah, some of my friends think you're so hot. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Because I'm coming out of my like tomboy stage. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Life is good. Driving my car. Drive up to the light. I stop.
Wait,
I'm
I thought
chilling.
This was, Sid, what? You told me this story, but I thought this was like 2 weeks ago.
No. No, this was not recent.
Oh my God. That's why it was so
that's
much
why
more
you
funny.
Were so Well, shit, this would have been hilarious if it was 2 weeks ago. Even better.
Let's pretend, but
okay,
no, keep going.
It's 2 weeks ago. Anyway, I'm up at the light. And light's my time. Like, I'm sitting there in my car. No one's around me. Who cares? I pick my nose. Get over it. I pick my nose. I had something up there. Who cares? I probably went at it a little longer than usual because the light was a little longer than usual. Then I zoom away, on with my day, still feeling cool, still feeling hot. I come home. My sister goes, I have something to tell you. She like raised her eyebrows and I'm like, yeah. She goes, my friends were driving around today and they saw you. And I go, and?
You're like, and wasn't I looking so hot in my slug bag?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And she goes, you were picking your nose like for like 3 minutes at the light and they were watching you and no one thinks you're hot anymore. So, and she goes, you embarrassed me. And then she leaves. So anyway.
Oh my God. Did you just shit your pants?
I'm pretty sure I cried because I was so embarrassed. I was like, are you kidding?
Especially in high school.
Right. Too. After I've built myself up and felt like kind of cool. Like I wasn't cool, but I like, you know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, I'm kind of cute.
Yeah. And in high school when it's like, every little thing like can bring you down and it's that insecurity, but you're on the edge of it every single minute. And you just want to be like, you want to fit in so bad.
God damn it. It was so crazy. You
know, see like what would have been even more funny if you noticed and you're like,
and you take a fake bite.
Pretend to eat it.
Ew. I almost gagged right there. I'm not kidding.
Sorry.
I get so gaggy with that stuff. Ooh.
I did just dig in there and do it.
God damn it. Okay. Well, literally, being in middle school and being like worried about myself all the time. And like even earlier than that, I feel like, cause I was always like boyish and a few of my friends were like tomboys. Like it was normal on the hockey team, but the minute you left and went to school, it like wasn't normal. It wasn't cool. Like you were the nerdy person. You were like the kind of the dweeby, like, oh my God, you're a boy. Like guys would make fun of us and all that stuff. And I remember seeing friends that I'm now friends with that, they were like cute and they wore like Hollister and they looked like adorable when they came to school and they knew what makeup was and all these things. And I kid you not, I think I can pinpoint that as being one of like the starting moments I had like jealousy and like felt threatened like in my previous like growing up and everything like that stages of life. Can you pinpoint when you started feeling like threatened in general?
Yeah.
Or jealousy, I
mean,
should
definitely say. Like high school for me because a lot of girls went through puberty before I did. And I was definitely jealous that other girls had boobs and were on their periods. And I was just like this little 5 foot. I was hardly 5 feet. Like,
oh my God. You were,
I was like the shortest person in my grade until maybe like sophomore year of high school. And then, yeah, I was very short.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Cause you're like my height right
now. Yeah. I'm like a normal height. I just hit puberty so late. Like y'all, I didn't get my period till almost out of high school. I was like the end of senior year.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm. That's late.
It's insane. So yes, that jealousy, good transition. I liked that.
Thank you.
That jealousy definitely creeped in high school. And I think ever since high school, like that was probably like the low point, but I became more myself and like got more comfortable in my own body and, hit puberty. So now I'm definitely at a better spot when it comes to jealousy of other women, but mm-hmm. I still deal with like jealousy sometimes in a relationship or in a group of friends, like occasionally if there's something happening, that dynamic. But yeah, I think we should definitely dive into jealousy in general, especially like in relationships, because me and you have had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, his friends are all girls. They're fucking hot. I don't know why I'm like a little insecure. That's kind of more of what I'm dealing with right now. And we can dive into that in a second. It's not bad. Like I've come to terms with it, but what would you say? I guess, first of all, like, yes, I liked how you said the jealousy is like a threat, because technically it's like an insecurity point for you. And I do think it does come down to with like your relationship with yourself and how confident you are in your abilities, your strengths, even your weaknesses, but knowing your weaknesses and being aware of them and owning it
completely.
Then I feel like that's when less jealousy kind of occurs in your life, in your relationships.
I can go back and be like, and I completely agree with that, of like all the different stages of jealousy that I've been in. Like when I was in middle school and I was like the boyish one and like the guys didn't really like me because I was dressing like a little boy and I like didn't give a shit. I literally matched everything I wore, the color that I wore of my shoes. So if my shoes were blue, everything down to my underwear, my socks were blue.
Oh, that's really,
and my hair tie.
That's so cute.
And my hair tie. Yeah. I know.
With
no,
your basketball shorts, like below the knees.
Oh yeah. Like whole totally baller. I would wear boxers.
I can imagine.
I wore boxers, you guys. Like I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Because I just like, I wanted to be a guy. That was like the cool thing. But then once I realized that people were like complimenting me and they were actually making fun of me, that's when I was like, oh my God, I don't actually have a chance with like the hot guy in school. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God, like, do I have to change who I am to like be that and like be likable. And I will not lie. I did change who I was completely. Mm-hmm. I was totally still a tomboy at heart, but I started wearing like more what I thought was like normal clothes because I looked around me and people were wearing different things because I was threatened by other people, like having more friends than I did, having guys that liked them when I didn't. You know what I mean? Going to high school, kind of the same thing. Like I got a boyfriend that was older. His older friends kind of threatened me. They made me a little bit nervous. Like I felt like they're cooler than I am. They're older than I am. Like they have more status than I do. And yeah, I was still jealous of them. And they're, cause he was like kind of like besties with the girls too. It's like, and then come out into college, same thing. It's literally just tiered. Like, right. You're like your ages and then the groups get bigger and the status gets larger because there's more people, just how it goes.
What do you think that stems from?
It's hard to say because if I go backwards, it's like, maybe it was like, I genuinely was like a nerdy, like tomboy, like no one even looked at me, like looked at me. They, if anything, they just made fun of how skinny I was or like how weird I was or whatever. So like I've been literally on in that position where like people make fun of you, which is like, you, I mean, it's okay though, cause I'm over it now. You know what I mean? But I think it all stemmed too from maybe not having attention in a way from like my dad, maybe. Like, you know, he was always like looking for the best next best thing to brag about. You know what I mean? He didn't mean it like that. He just like, oh my God, you did okay tonight. But like, oh, so-and-so did so well in the game, in my sports especially. Like it like was so, I was so insecure about that. Or like my parents' relationship was kind of dwindling at that time. And I could tell he was like more interested in other women. I'm young and I can pick this up than my mom. And that was his person. So it confused my brain. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, that's your person. So I just would get like jealous, these jealous feelings. I can't really explain how they all come together, but that's what's coming in my head.
Yes. And that's why I think it is so important to one, go to therapy and like pick these things apart, because I think you're right. Like it does stem from childhood, and just, you know, you're probably not alone in like feeling like you've been made fun of. Like I definitely dealt with little things like that too. Even if it was like in your friend group and someone said something and you just remember it and it just eats alive at you. And it literally changes the way you act and think for the next 10 years. Like absolutely. It could be one comment. So
absolutely.
But I think you kind of trying to get like that connection between the two, like talking through it and being aware of it, is probably why you're feeling better now.
Totally.
And like feel a little bit more like content with who you are. And do you feel like your style now is like representing who you are?
Absolutely. So, and you know, like, what's weird,
it out,
my tattoos are like me. Mm-hmm. Like tattoos, like everything about me, like the way that my hair is dyed, the way that I just realized I never fixed my eyeliner. Now that I'm saying that, I like made it really thick on purpose to wipe it off and I didn't take it off. So, okay. All right. I'm feeling a little rocker today. Anyway. but yeah, like majority of that, I mean, obviously sometimes when you mix work apparel, like I have to wear like blazers, like I'd rather wear a crop top and like some sick pants and a blazer, but some clothes of mine is like, I got to like tone it back a little bit for work. But yeah, I am the most me right here, right now. And I still fight jealousy, but it's not as extreme and it's completely different, which I know you have a really good like layout of like the different types of jealousies that we could talk about in a little bit. But what do you think your jealousy stems from? Because I think some of mine comes from childhood. I think some of it comes from my dad being made fun of, and cheating, but we'll get to that, right? With exes and stuff.
I think I still have to like think about that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And like, I will say like the jealousy thing for me, like it definitely, sorry, I had so many thoughts in my head to say after you chatted. And now I'm like, you asked a question. So I'm just going to go back to what I was going to plan to say.
That's fine.
Cause you're saying like, and you still get jealous now. And I think that's what's important is even if you're the hottest person in the world, Kendall Jenner, I'm just going to bring her up. She probably, love that
that's your type. You're like Kendall.
I got this expensive skincare the other day, like little cream. And I told Plant Daddy, I was like, it was $100. And he was like, are you kidding me?
What brand?
It was SkinCeuticals.
Oh yeah.
That shit. I needed hyaluronic acid. I've never used this. So I was like, fine. Yeah. I was like, that shit's good.
It is good.
And I just always relate back. I'm like, well, it better make me look like Kendall Jenner. Like, I don't know why that's the ideal image in my head, because that's not even what I really want to look like. I want to be strong. Like, I don't want to be that skinny, lengthy vibe. But so anyways, I'm just saying that no one is immune to jealousy. And I think kind of there's like three different types I think we can kind of chat through, just because it's easy to kind of categorize these, and then you kind of like put yourself maybe in one of these categories, and knowing that you're aware of it, like you chatting about this, I think as long as you can stay on top of it and communicate it, I think that's what's going to like get you over the hump a little bit.
Yeah.
So, three kinds of jealousy. The first one, which I've dealt with in the past, I don't do it necessarily anymore, but it's called retroactive jealousy. So y'all maybe have done this, but this is when you're jealous of something in your partner's. We're just going to say for this, the easiness of this conversation, the convenience, we're going to talk about you're a female, you're chatting about your boyfriend, okay? But obviously this could be same-sex couples, etc. Anyways, so this is when you're like, your boyfriend's past still bothers you. His exes, you want to know everything about his past. You're jealous of his exes. Did he love his ex more than he loves you now? Does he still think about his ex? You want to know every detail about the past. So you do that social media stalking. You check up on his exes occasionally, often. And this is actually a form of OCD. So that's what I obviously did a little research and listened to a podcast about this. I don't know this off the top of my head, but I was like, that is really interesting. So for me, we can kind of go through each one.
I was going to say, dive in.
I think I always, when I'm in a new relationship, I 100% go check on their exes to see like what they look like, what's their vibe. Am I opposite of their type? Am I their typical type? And
isn't that interesting how we feel threatened if we're like the opposite of what they like went for before?
Exactly.
Like dark hair, brown eyes, and then now they're going for a blonde hair, blue eyed.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, what the heck? Like, why are they switching? What does that have anything to do with me? Are they not going to like me later? Like weird thoughts.
Yes.
Weird thoughts that go through your head.
So I definitely check the exes like before I'm dating. But then once I feel a little more solidified in the relationship, I think I stop doing that completely. But in the past, I've probably been worse about it. What about you?
I would say I have a little OCD, so this sounds a little bit similar to what I've done in the past. Whoopsie. I have a worry, when someone leaves, an abandonment issue, like thing that I worry about. So when I worry about like, oh my God, do they think about their ex? Is their ex like, maybe did they have something better with their ex than with me? Even when there's literally been no proof.
Yep.
They've never brought up their ex. I've never seen them text their ex. They didn't even it was very clear that relationship was done and over. And the reason and the way that I pull myself out of that is I go, there is a reason that we started dating in the first place, that we've been dating this long. And there was a reason that they ended that relationship, however it ended. That relationship is over.
Yeah.
You got to let it go.
And
got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
It's so easy to want that like jealousy and that feeling inside to be easily just blame it because it's like, oh, it's his fault. He had that relationship. He loved her. But you do just have to take ownership. So do you say, is this a conversation you're having with yourself in your mind?
Yes.
Or do you bring it up to him and you're like, I can't stop thinking about your ex. Like, how does it go when this comes up? Do you just hype yourself up and you're like, no, we're in it? Or do you go
in the beginning of the relationship? I have this thing where like, if a thought pops in my head, it's going to come out of my mouth. Like I really don't have a good time, like shutting things down. We're kind of the same in that way, but really truly in the beginning of relationship, I have these horrible, like jealous thoughts and I start to fester them. And then I notice that, oh, they still follow each other on Instagram. And I'm like, okay, that's just something that's a flag. Now it's like festering even bigger. And all these little add-ons, like, oh, they brought up their ex, like with like about a friend that they knew them through or something weird. You know what I mean? I'm starting to like, now I'm noticing things like really attentively. And now I'm realizing, oh my God, like maybe I found something like an old toothbrush in the guest bedroom. And I'm like, oh my God, it's probably their toothbrush. Like it's like, it starts to fester. Okay. So in the beginning I bring it up to them and I'm like, I'm a little bit insecure about this relationship. I'm like, I don't know anything about it. I don't know. Like, can you just tell me like how you ended? Because it just helps me. I'm an understander in like every sense. If I don't understand something, it's going to bug me. I don't know why. It took me years and years and years to get over the why behind someone cheated on me. And there's no answer. So it still sometimes is like, what the fuck? So anyway, but the answer that he gave me was always the same. So that's why I started letting it go, which was basically that relationship is over. We're here for a reason because I love you and I like you, or I'm liking getting to know you, whatever stage you're at. And you need to let that go because you can't hold me at fault for past relationships when you were never even there. Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't even in my life at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not relevant to him anymore. And I think what's important about this, so again, this retroactive jealousy is it's a, as cheesy as it is, it's a me problem, not a you problem. Yep. And like, I think it is important to bring it up maybe once or twice at the beginning. And then maybe that's something you chat with your therapist about, your friend about, and like let someone else, because letting your like significant other know about those insecurities is almost like self-sabotaging a bit, because it's like, dude, will you just calm down at this point? Like, he hasn't done anything wrong. So it's hard. And I'm not saying, I think you did it right, but it's like, that's just how it works. Well, like
at some point you have to be like, I have insecurities I'm projecting onto somebody else right now. I need to like reel it in, because how many times before he gets annoyed and is like, is she not seeing all the things that I do for her or him that are showing how much I care and love you? Like, this is annoying. Like, I'm working so hard to show you I care for you, and you're just like looking past all of that and bringing in your past. This may be not for me. You know what I mean? So you got to hold yourself accountable and be like, whoa, I am being a fucking broken record and just repeating myself and self-sabotaging over and over again, that you need to let it go. So that's definitely my jealous type. I will say that.
I don't know if this is really on topic, but it reminds me of body confidence a little bit.
Yes.
Because when I'm in a relationship and I'm feeling insecure about body image, like I'm having a bad month, a bad week, you know, I might bring it up once, like, I don't know, I just don't feel very sexy today, you know? But then I've realized, like, the more I say it, the more I'm acknowledging it, the more I feel less like having sex. Like, I realize some things I think it's okay to not communicate to your partner. We always preach communication, communicate, communicate. But like, when it comes to like internal insecurities, sometimes by voicing them all the time, it almost makes the issue worse.
Sometimes you can speak things into existence too. That's the messed up part.
That's like a great point.
Because we've talked about this before. Our parents at times, and this is no fault against them, you guys, we have like the best parents in the world, but it's my mom talking about her weight a lot. Like it spoke into my reality. And now I talk about my weight sometimes, and it's not even on purpose. It's like almost subconscious, and it totally is like damaging, because then even when I'm around other people, like I'm talking about my weight, who knows what that's going to trigger in them or something. And I've been way better about this, by the way. Like, I don't do this not nearly as much anymore, because I noticed that it was a problem. But like, you can relate to that too.
Yeah. Even last night, my mom trying on my pants, like grabbing her side fat and like telling me, oh, this doesn't look like, I'm just like, I don't react to it anymore. So she'll do that and I just stare at her. And then she realizes like she shouldn't have done it. I don't say anything. I'm like,
that's
smart
though. That's a great way, by the way, to like,
just don't respond.
Just don't say anything.
Because she wants you to sit there and validate it. I am going to do that. Mm-mm.
God.
Second one. I know that was kind of off topic, it's always so, I don't know. Okay.
By the way, people love when we go on a little tangent, exactly. And they can relate to it.
100%, especially body image stuff. Yeah. We all deal with
that.
That
shit is hard. We'll have another one about that.
Retroactive jealousy. Second one, we obviously have just relationship jealousy.
Oh, baby.
So this is like in the current time. It's not the past. This can be good. This could be bad. This can be his behaviors, even though they're normal, but you still feel jealous. This could be him just being a dick and putting sexual energy towards other females.
Yeah,
but
give a few examples of this one. Because this one I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, so relationship jealousy, you have jealousy that arises in your current relationship. Okay. It's maybe who they're speaking to, who they're giving their time to, other people. Could be
the
sexual,
time
the
jealousy.
Time thing, yeah. It could be the way he interacts with other girls. It could be passive. So he's not actually doing anything wrong. So for example, maybe his friends are females. Maybe he posts a picture on Instagram and all these girls are liking it and commenting, and he's not doing anything wrong. Like, he posted a picture. He has female friends. Like, nothing's innately wrong with that, but yet it's eating you alive and it's making you jealous, knowing that he has other options on the table. So that's like the passive part of the relationship. He's not doing shit. But there could also be like his behaviors. Yes, he talks and hangs out with his female friends. Again, nothing necessarily wrong with that, but sometimes that behavior is totally okay. But then there's also behaviors that he's doing that are maybe actually...
Like when girls sit on his lap and you're like, what the fuck
that
is
are,
going on?
Yeah.
That are his friends or they're like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of like random situations in
that's
the past.
Actually wrong. Yeah. So like him sliding into another girl's DM saying like, oh, I wasn't going to act on it. Like, calm down. Like... That, I don't even know if
Excuse
this is even a,
you?
I don't even know if this is a jealousy conversation, because that's just fucked up and he's just being
a true.
Dick.
That's like two steps
but
further.
it's still, yeah, it's eating you. So what, yeah, so let's talk about female friends. Let's talk about sitting on the lap. I know you've mentioned this a few times throughout our podcast, like episodes, it comes up. So I feel like this is something that hurts you. So talk about this.
I just,
Boyfriend at the time,
we were in a different state. So obviously you can probably guess where we were, Arizona, duh. And it's just different there. Like culturally, it's different. People are different. They act different. It's college environment. It's almost like people think that they live on Mars and nothing's going to ever happen to them. They live like in a cloud.
And in a sex petri dish.
Literally. And the worst part is, I think it got progressively worse as I found out more information. So like I move there, I get there, I go to parties. Girls are all over my boyfriend. Like to the point where I'm like, am I even dating this person? Like it is messed up.
Okay, keep going.
But he doesn't do anything.
Yes, that's somewhat passive because he was an attractive dude. Girls are attracted to him and it's...
And he didn't do anything.
Yep, he didn't do anything yet, but
he didn't tickle him. He didn't touch him. It's not like he hugged him for too long. Like, do I wish he was like, get the hell off me? My girlfriend is right here. Yes. Do I wish he'd introduce me and be like, this is my hot girlfriend?
See,
yes.
Yeah.
But technically he didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. So it just got worse. And then like one drunk girl came up to me and is like, I didn't even know he had a boyfriend. He never told anyone that. Like
girlfriend,
sorry. And yeah, sorry, a different identity back then. And anyway, so it's just like, it progressively got like more information coming out. We're at parties now. Girls will just be like, hey, ex so-and-so, like sit on his lap and have their arms around him. And I'm sitting right there like as if like, what am I, chopped liver? Like I'm just like,
and he's not like speaking to you.
No.
Or like, and no, not, or not like letting you sit on his lap.
Or I'm trying to roam and stop being a hover like word and like, sorry, I don't know who to talk to here at this party. Oh, I'm awkward. Yeah. So I went and walk away and then I come back to that. It's like, ew. Like, and then I have to decide, am I going to make a scene right now in likelihood of like five people being like this psycho jealous bitch? Or am I going to wait it out, watch the situation go down, and have to talk about this later for God knows what reason, because everyone should know that that's wrong.
I know it's fucked up. You have to decide. Is like, if that were to happen to me in college, mm-hmm. in college, mind you, like now you probably wouldn't be dating someone that would do that. But mm-hmm. like if that were to happen to me, I would totally start flirting with someone else, sit on their lap and let him get mad and be like, what's the difference, dude?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
This is interesting. So that's how you would like probably address it,
right? That's
how
I would have dealt with it back then.
Can you guess how I would have?
Yelled at him after the party?
No. Oh, no, honey. I would make a fucking scene. I don't give a shit. I was so fiery in college. I would go right up and be like, I don't know who the fuck you are. You're sitting on my boyfriend's lap and you're like, you're just causing a total scene.
And that's
scene.
What he, that just
I'm sure
built
like
his
built him.
Ego
oh, I'm
up.
Sure. Yeah. So it's just like, I just have insecurities with that, you know? And now I watch interactions with girls and now I wonder, because of that, did I subconsciously choose someone who's less likely to be touchy-feely with like girls?
Absolutely.
Because it makes me feel more secure in my relationship, because I feel less jealous, less threatened, because he's not touching women. I never have to be worried about if he's gonna, like, I've never seen Jordan do literally anything inappropriate in my entire life.
Let me tell you something.
Which I shouldn't have to see that. But anyway,
that's how relationships should feel.
Yeah.
There should always, like, you shouldn't even think about having to worry about that. Worry about them sliding into another girl's DMs. Worry about them texting someone behind your back. Worry about them cheating on you. If you have that worry, I'm just saying it's probably, there's a reason for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Is there, really quick. Oh, sorry.
Hold on. I had a thought. Hold on. It's going to slip my mind anyway, so go for it.
Okay, because I want to talk about like attractive friends, but.
That was what I was going to do.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Because we were kind of talking about reactive moments, and Ben, I want to ask you this too, if you have something. Is there a moment that you've reacted to like a jealousy situation that you were not proud of? Like Ben, I feel like Ben is already nodding his head like, yeah.
So I was like, this is like the first girl I dated in college. She posted something on Instagram and this guy like comments something about like how beautiful she is. And like, he's on private. I can't see anything.
Oh, and that irks.
Yeah. Well then like I'm looking at this and my little sister's there too. And I was like, I wasn't going to say anything, 'cause I was just like, whatever, it's fine. And then my little sister was like, nah, bro, like you gotta like you gotta step up, like she's gonna think that's so attractive if you're like blah blah blah. And I was like, okay, yeah.
No,
like,
what is your sister giving you this advice for?
She was younger than me, like I think she was more talking about like at the time, like she, that's how she would have felt or whatever. But then I was like, I'm taking advice from a high schooler, maybe not the best. yeah, but then I like responded back to him like something like I can't even remember what it was, but it was like just very passive aggressive, like, bro, yeah, that's my girlfriend that you're calling beautiful or something like that.
Oh boy.
And this dude just goes, oh dude, like I'm gay, like I'm her best friend from high school. And I was just like, oh fuck. And she like texts me right after that, like, what the fuck, man? And
this
I
was like, reminds me of a story.
Ben, that is hilarious.
It's so cringy too. You're like, I can feel your like ick. Come on.
I want to get to the female friends, but I have to quick share a story.
No, I want
to
hear this.
I'm going to make it about a minute because something very similar happened to me. So when I was dating, it was a very serious relationship. Like I was really into him, the ex, and I think we were in California at the time. I never felt the need to like snoop through his things, but his computer was there. And I went through his messages.
Dangerous.
Yep, dangerous. And there was a name on there that was, I forget the name, but it was like Jordan. It could have been like Tyler. It could have been Blake. It was almost like a girl or a boy name, right? It was a girl. So I'm scrolling through his messages and it said something like, are you going to tell your girlfriend about the time that we spooned and the time that we cuddled and that we slept together? And I was like so in love at the time. My stomach fell through my butthole and I was like shaking. Where you just like literally like you feel like your eyes are rolling back in your head. Your head's like floating off your body. I like go downstairs because he's in the shower and I sit down and I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, who is, I'm going to call it Blake because I literally forgot the name. Yeah. Who is Blake? And he was like, oh God, Sophie. He's like, that's one of my gay friends. I was like, So now he knows that I snooped through his shit and it literally looked like he was cheating on me. I'm like, well, why did you guys sleep together? He was like, we were all at this house, you know, he slept in the same bed as me with like two other dudes. Like
then when you think of the situation, you're like,
I know. I was like, oh my God. So I just came off as this jealous, crazy girlfriend.
Looking through the freaking messages. Yeah.
People are like, Sophie.
I hate these.
People are like, Sophie, you're so chill. I'm like, I have a story for you. That happened.
Oh, honey. Yeah. I got so many. I've gone through so many people's phones. Oh my God. It's not okay. Sorry. Yeah. It was way back. Like I've not touched a phone in a long time, but I used to. I remember
if the opportunity presented itself, would you go through Jordan's phone?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't need to.
Yeah.
And he always tells me, he's like, if you wanted, like before when I would like be kind of like bringing up things that would make me worry. And he's like, babe, I have nothing to hide from you. He's like, here is my phone. Mm-hmm. You already know the code. You already know when I'm not on it. You can go on all the time. He leaves it everywhere. It's like, and I've never seen anything pop up that I was like, oh, wow, that kind of makes me nervous, where I cannot say that the same thing for any other of the people that I've dated. But the moment that I was not proud of was basically I've had a bad feeling about this girl. She like came, this is so weird. This is Facebook like a long time ago.
We're exposing ourselves.
I know. But he was like, yeah, I go to Arizona. And I went on Facebook and he said, yeah, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend, like so-and-so, and we're with like a big group. And someone tagged them in a photo and she's wearing like her bikini top and her boobs are literally in his face, like on Facebook. Like, you remember when Facebook people have posted pictures that were just like a little bit like, oh, you probably shouldn't have that on the internet.
Or like situation. Oh, wow, that's the cool group they drank.
Yeah, like they had like there was a bottle. They were in a crappy kitchen. Like you can picture it. And her boobs are like in his face, like sitting on his lap. Like, that's my boyfriend. So I was like, this is many years ago. I was like, you are not friends with that girl. Like, if you want anything to do with me, you will stay far away from her. Like, I did one of those.
Oh, you gave him the ultimatum.
Yeah, because I was like, this is a joke. This is like the fourth time we've had an issue about this person. Like, if you want to be with her, by all means, she might be your perfect match. The guy was like nasty, like text a million times, whatever. And he's like, I don't hang out with her anymore. I'm sorry. That was wrong. I promise. I don't see her. I promise. But I had a weird gut feeling. So a few weeks later, I went and I did a little scroll through Venmo. And there's nothing on his page. And
Venmo,
then I go to hers.
You went ham.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Went,
I went to Venmo.
Went to the Venmo.
Oh, yeah. Because Venmo was new. You guys, this is like when it was all new stuff. So it's like, I don't know.
That's smart.
Oh, I was a genius on the phone. I'm not going to lie. I was a freaking tech genius. I could have gone into IT. And I'm scrolling on Venmo and it says like, Thanks for food. Thanks for like Adderall. Thanks for dinner. Thanks for
sucking my dick. Thanks for sucking my dick.
I'm like,
you knew what was going on.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. This little son of a nutcracker. I went handball. And I'm so embarrassed because all of this was embarrassing. But then the, like, 100 messages that I sent was, like, the most embarrassing part. Because we lived long distance. I couldn't go see mm-hmm. him and be like, you little ass cheek. Yeah. I had to, like, I texted and I just ripped him apart. And that's fucking, that's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing to think back that that was my reaction when I couldn't have just been above it all and been like, we're over. Clearly your maturity is not there for me.
Yeah.
You clearly can't give me the attention that I deserve and need and to be in a healthy relationship. And you have an unhealthy relationship with this woman. It's very clear. Goodbye. We're broken up. No, I blew him up. I mass texted him, like ripped him apart.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. But it was a friend that made me uncomfortable. Yeah. Jealous friends.
The Venmo.
Attractive friends.
The Venmo though. You really got to do it. Okay. The other moment that I was a little, what was the question you asked that I was a little.
Like just like something you're embarrassed about that you reacted to something jealous.
So whenever I have to bring up something that makes me feel insecure, feels very out of character for me. Like, I'm cool. I'm chill. I don't want to put pressure on shit. But the beginning of this relationship with Plant Daddy, like this is something that we had to talk about because I was insecure about it. Plant Daddy gets along with females a lot better than dudes. Like, he's just a little more emotional. He connects with girls. Just kind of like I connect with guys better than I do with girls. Like, I get it. Like, I'm literally him flip version.
Yeah, he's more, like, feminine. You're more masculine in the way that you make friends.
Which is why we probably are a good pair because it works really well. But, so his girlfriends are gorgeous. They're fun. They're cute. I'm like, how is there not sexual attraction between this? Like, there's this one girl. I'm like, you are the most gorgeous human I've ever seen. She's fit. She's fun. She's smart. I'm like, why have, I'm like, so you guys have fucked before, right? Like,
I love how that's how you ask it. Yeah. You guys have fucked before, right?
And he was like, no, there's literally never been sexual attraction. Like, that just, it doesn't go like that. And I'm like, I don't understand.
You can't wrap your head around
I can't wrap my head around two sexy people, if they're different sexes, like how they wouldn't fuck.
If you're straight, yeah.
If you're straight.
It would be the same exact thing if someone was like gay too, if like they're two sexy gay guys or gay girls. Like, how have you not?
Especially if you're like best friends and you hang out and like she knows everything about you and you know everything about her. Like I don't get it. So I had to bring that up because I was insecure about it.
How long did you let it fester?
I'm really bad at like hiding things. So he'd be like, he still hangs out with them, you know? And I'm not going to be the one to be like, you can't do that. Absolutely not. Because so for example, like he'll be like, I'm going to go hang out with her. This was the beginning. And I'm like, okay. And I would kind of get like short and he's like, is anything wrong? So I couldn't hide it. So I was just like, I'll be honest. Like I've just never experienced this because I'm so used to like there. I can't be friends with a hot guy because we end up like that's how it's worked because I'm serious. Like because I've tried to like be friends and then guys like always want something more. It's not that I always have sex with them, but I'm saying like it's never genuinely like just a connection with a hot guy because for some reason I feel like they do want more every time.
I feel like I can agree with that.
I'm like, can we just be friends? And it doesn't work that way. I'm friends with a lot of guys, but if they, wow, I'm kind of talking myself in circles.
No, you're not. You're fine. You're processing it too. Okay. You're also
yeah, I am processing it right now. But anyways, so I realized that I can't control it. It's something that I'm just going to have to let go. And I've learned also that a lot of times when you feel threatened or jealous about someone or with someone, there is like that distance you kind of put in between. Like think of the girl in high school that you were like immediately wall up. You're jealous. She's cute. Like all the guys liked her. You're like, I don't want to talk to you. And then all of a sudden 5 years down the line, you're like best friends.
Oh yeah.
So, I think that's kind of goes into this conversation as well. So like if your boyfriend does have these nice female friends, rather than like putting the wall up and being jealous, like kind of get to know them. And like, you're actually going to realize, oh, they're actually kind of cool. Like I could vibe with them and they're nice. And I actually now understand the relationship more because now I do know a lot of the girlfriends that he's good, that he's close with. And like, I get it.
And you like them.
And I like them. And I understand that there is no sexual chemistry between the two. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's how it works.
It's almost like you have to pull your ego down.
Yeah.
And like, not be like, I think we all resort to like being like standoffish and rude, like not rude. It's not the right word. Cause I'd never be like, oh, right, rude to somebody, but like standoffish, like I don't want to be by you, I don't want to associate with you, and they like bug you because you like know something even though it's nothing, And you're like, you have to bring the ego wall down, benefit of the doubt, meet them. You might like be a little quiet. That's okay. But like, let them show you who they are first too. And if you, let me just say something. You really don't have to be a detective to find out if something's wrong. Like you don't, it will turn up in probably within like a week or two. If something is wrong within a relationship or between a partner or between a partner and their friend, you will know. You don't have to look. It'll come right and hit you right in the smack dab in the face. So just give people the benefit of the doubt. Be kind, like, and put your ego wall down.
But that's a very good point.
Thank you. But I didn't ask you. I feel like I wanted to know what your biggest like jealousy like piece is in relationships, because you told a story you were embarrassed about. But I don't think we asked you like if you have one. Like what has made you jealous in the past that was like irk?
Besides the boy commenting on the Instagram.
To be honest, that didn't even really make me that jealous. I was just kind of like listening to my sister's bad advice. Yeah. I was like, I need to be big macho man.
With your mommy hat on.
Yeah, with my mommy hat on.
Like, big macho man with a pink mommy hat on.
Do you get jealous if you're dating a girl and there's other guys that are interested in her, and how do you deal with it? Or
sliding in the DMs if she's like at a party and she like is laughing, talking to a little too long to a guy. Anything?
To be honest, I think I have a very healthy relationship with jealousy, because I've always just thought in my head, like, jealousy is normal. Everybody feels it, but it's about how you react to it that affects it. And like, at the end of the day, if somebody's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. It doesn't matter how jealous you are or like how, you know, whatever. And you can keep that open line of communication about how you're feeling. I think that's very, very important. But like, at the end of the day, I've just kind of accepted a lack of control in that area. And two, like, there's plenty of times, it's honestly kind of nice when, like, you know, I go do something at the bar, I come back, someone's like hitting on your girlfriend or whatever at the time, you just kind of like slip by and put your arm around her, like, thanks for talking to her, man, and then like, yeah, walk away. Or like,
I do this at the gym with Plant Daddy, so like I notice like girls like looking at him or whatever, and I'll go over there and like sip out of his water bottle or something.
Yeah, oh my god, you little
plant the flag a little,
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like stake it.
I mean, like, my one of my exes, she used to like get us free drinks at the bars from guys, like literally would just be like, yeah, can I get like 2 Long Islands, like, yeah, they pay for it. And she'd be like, thanks. And then she'd walk over to me and give it to me. And I was just like, yeah.
Savage.
So
I don't see ratchet.
I don't know if I have like a jealous story, because I've always just kind of like caution to the wind kind of thing. Not caution.
Your mindset is really healthy.
I'm wondering if a lot of guys relate to this. So let us know.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I think it's very different for guys than girls. I think there's a little bit more like competition, like subconscious or in society, between girls and like guys. I mean, maybe sometimes I get a little jealous of like, maybe not necessarily in a relationship, but like if I'm talking to a girl and then like there's another taller guy, because I'm a little short, if there's like a taller guy, I don't know, just like, just that little like knowing that some girls literally pick guys because of their height is a little like, then I get a little jealous. But it's not like, once again, it's like I can't control that, and the girl that I'm gonna date is not going to give a fuck. Like, she's going to be like, I don't give a shit if you're tall. Like, so.
I love.
Guys have such a better mindset sometimes with that stuff. But isn't it funny that all of the jealousy things stem between, usually in like heterosexual relationships, it's like girl between girl. We're jealous of each other. We're like having a competition with each other because of a guy.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Can you read our straight cannon advice question?
Yes, I can.
I think we should get into that anyways.
No, I think so too. I was going to wait for that.
Straight cannon moments and straight cannon advice. Not straight cannon advice. We're deciding to call it
candid.
A straight candid question wrote in by our listeners.
Yep. Here we go. Okay, so this person writes in, so I started seeing this guy and I thought we had a really good connection. We were definitely vibing, I thought. A few weeks later, a new girl enters the scene and he starts to give her attention. She's gorgeous and seems to have everything going for her. And yes, I'm slightly intimidated. And yes, now I feel like this is a goddamn competition. Mm-hmm. I need some advice to step up my game. Any ideas? Hashtag straight candy question.
Okay, so.
Ooh, so yeah. She feels competition from a girl that he's like talking to.
Giving attention to, giving his time to.
Oh, interesting. Oh, and I know you probably see it when you scroll on the Instagram and see the likes coming up and everything like that.
I think this has to do with what Ben was saying.
I do too.
The guy, if you're into this guy, why are we so worried about if he picks the other girl? Because it's your answer. He's not for you. He's not going to be your person. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to the right person, I think that, in fact, it just weeds out the people that aren't for you. So I wouldn't take it as a competition. I would just continue to be yourself, continue to enjoy your time with him and see if anything comes from it, see if there's a connection. And there's nothing else you can do because that's out of your control, just like Ben was saying.
Just like what Ben was saying. When you said that, like that piece about just being yourself, I've given Taylor this advice before, my sister, because if somebody is going to like you, they're going to like you for you, which is why they maybe started talking to you in the first place.
And
the
you minute, want them to like you for exactly. you, not someone else, because then you have to fake it for your relationship. What? Sorry to interrupt.
No, that was exactly what I'm going for. The minute you change you for something else, like for somebody you're not, they're not going to like you for you. They're liking you for the person that you are being because you're jealous, or they're not liking you for the person you're being because you're jealous.
Yes.
So like you put yourself, whether you are liking it or not, like your jealousy and your different behavior is going to affect the way that person looks at you and acts about you. So be you. And truly, if they pick a different person, that wasn't your person anyway. Like,
yeah.
And I know you have to like be like, damn it, my ego is a little bit shot down because maybe you think this person is more attractive than you, but it's not a game. It's mm-hmm. not a game of who's more attractive. Everybody's attractive in different ways, and you have to start obsessing over things that are going to make you better instead of obsessing over people and other people's like way they look, what they do. Like, yeah. Why don't you work on making yourself better in the way that's going to make you most fulfilled?
Life, I saw this too, but life is not a competition. It's a collaboration. I do think that you can be competitive in sports, in your career, but when it comes to people, I don't think you can, there can't be a winner and a loser because that's going to stop you from forming connections with other humans. And at the end of the day, like that's why we're here, is to form connections.
If you have enough time to be obsessing over other people and like the competition between other people, you are wasting valuable time in your life to go do shit. Like maybe making one of your wishes a reality. I'm yeah. dead serious. Like I do not have time to even be worrying about this for majority. I'm still human. I still worry about some of these things and get jealous, right? But I'm a completely different person than I was 2 years ago because I actually am using my time to build up this like quote unquote life empire that I want to build. It's true. It's like you have to like put your time somewhere else. Seriously.
Care about the people you care about, but then stop giving a fuck about yes. other people.
Amen. God dang. All right.
Do we have a listener straight can of moments?
Yes, there's two. I have a mini one and okay. then I have this other
Yay!
One that I
Let's
am
hear
like,
it.
Oh God. Okay. So this person says, here's my straight can of moment. I was at this football game standing front row. I was smacking on this gum and my boyfriend stuck his head out to be funny. And I pelted my gum out of my mouth at his face, like blew it out like a sound. Not only did it miss his face, I nailed one of my teachers in the back of the head and stood there innocently as she turned around, started yelling and asking who it was. Luckily, she didn't ever find out it was me, but she was pissed.
Oh my God.
I was just kind of picturing that because it kind of brought me back because when we were talking about middle school and high school, of like you're at the football game and something like sneaky happens, like somebody brought like, I don't know.
The football games were so dramatic under the bleachers.
Oh my God. Or like, oh God. Did you ever part the sea? With like with everybody, like somebody was your, we had like a school ambassador, like a senior, yep. and they like parted the sea, did all the crazy.
They did
like,
the cheers up front. They yes. were the coolest people yes. ever.
I would
we
be
should
freaked.
Do a whole episode about middle school stuff.
Oh, oh yeah. People would love that.
That's great. I love it.
Okay. So this is the one that I wanted to read. I found it. I was like looking and scrolling. Cause
not going to lie, we're a little nervous to read this
I know.
Because I did read this one beforehand. It's a little crazy. Prep yourself.
It's interesting. So here we go. It says, yo, straight kind of moment. I really recently had a guy ask me to be his, oh my God. I just missed a word that makes sense why this is the way it is. Okay. I'm going to start over because now I'm like, I understand. I missed a word because they shortened it when I first read this. Do you see it? This makes more sense. Got it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I missed that too.
Here we go. I recently had a guy ask me to be his dom, like dominatrix, and I blew him off for a while, but then he mentioned he liked to be used financially also. So I figured I'd at least try it once. He took me out to a nice dinner and drinks.
In that case.
He took me out to a nice dinner and drinks where I made it clear we weren't going to sleep together, but we still ended up back at his place. He proceeded to take off my socks and shoes and massage my feet and suck my toes. He then went into the kitchen, got a knife sharpener, put coconut oil all over the handle and asked if I knew where the male G-spot was. By the way, she says, by the way, a knife sharpener is not sharp on both sides. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm leaving out some of the details to keep this shorter, but I also fucked this man in the ass with a knife sharpener until completion. And then he told me to feed him his cum. Without hesitation, I scooped it up and he licked it off of my fingers. He then knelt down, kissed my feet, said, thank you, my goddess, and Venmo'd me for a little gift as I left. I feel like I just read like Harry Potter, like if it was a porno or something like that. I'm like horrified. I don't even know what's going on.
I have tears in my eyes. I don't know why. Why am I crying? But
I do kind of too.
What?
I feel teary.
Okay. So I have a few questions. I love how she was like, okay, I can use him financially. And then it was like, oh, but we still ended up at his place. Like, why did you go to his place?
If you didn't want to do anything else.
Second thought I had was that I'm proud of you for reading that, because this is not your typical things that you read.
It is not.
Sid just said the word fuck in the ass and cum. I've never heard that.
I'm still scared.
Come out of her mouth. Eighth of all, I don't know where I'm at. God. Just no. And the knife sharpener, at first I was like, what is she going to do with the knife? But it was the
sharpener. So it's a sharpener basically just looks like a butter knife without the sharp knife part. It's basically like a...
Looks like a cylinder knob.
Yeah, like a cylinder knob.
It's like round.
Yeah, it's
like
just a round piece. Yeah, I don't want to think about it too much because I'm thinking about the story and it's like,
at this point, I mean, you should just have a normal dildo. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, it's like there's nothing sharp about the sharpener. So it makes sense that she was holding it.
My thoughts are...
here is what I am thinking.
I don't know. The weird thing is, you guys, this is legit like from our DMs. Like that's what's... It kind of makes me nervous because with how many people DM us, which is quite a bit, but like our following is not huge. Like... times that by if we were all over the United States and wherever else, like Jesus, can you imagine the stories that go on?
Yeah.
And I'd miss the word dominatrix because that's what was like, I was like, oh, he wanted to be dominated. So you kind of know what you're getting into. It's something funky if you're going into that. You know what I mean?
Okay. We're going to play a game.
Okay.
Oh, so
I'm already cringing.
We're going to reply to her and ask her how much that ended up venoming her, but how much do you think he paid her?
I mean, because this was like a social media interaction, I really don't think it would have been that much.
Okay,
I would say like 300, 200.
Hey, Ben?
I was thinking like 150.
Okay, I'm going to go with 700.
Oh my God, you're going like hefty.
Okay, we're going to ask her and see who wins.
Okay,
that was
fine,
the game.
Fine. Okay, I love that game. I will say that's the weirdest like sexual encounter I think I've ever heard of in my whole life.
This might be up there with the reaction I had to the dead body one.
Oh, that one wigged me out.
Sex doll. I'll tell you guys what episode it is while we wrap up here.
Yeah, exactly. I have a little something to read you while you find that episode, okay? You go look for that. I got something to say. You guys already know what I'm going to say. You already know. You know why? Because I do this every episode. Attention, all my college ladies. The summer sun is just around the corner, and you know what that means. The water gets warmer, the skin gets darker, and your man's hair unfortunately gets, well, longer. Luckily, the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, thanks fools, are here to save you from the ick with their 4-generation performance package, which includes the signature Lawnmower 4.0. Have him join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to the manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20. We'll let it slide this time, ladies. It's time for Hot Boy Summer.
And for his gross sandal nails, Manscaped Shears 2.0 is an all-encompassing nail kit to give him the pedicure he needs. Get 20% off with free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. It's time for him to trim off those spring flowers this summer and give his peach balls some shine with Manscaped.
I love that.
I'm going to be honest.
That weird timing that they had nails in there that while we were talking about that.
I'm going to be honest. I can't find that episode.
You can't? That's okay.
I wish we had it in the show notes.
Maybe that was the reason we need it. Yeah. You guys, great episode. Thanks for being vulnerable to yourself and talking about it. And you, Ben, too, about like things that we aren't proud of. Like, yeah. I feel like that's really human to reflect on them. And it also makes us better. Like if you pretend like you didn't do something, honey, I'm going to tell you right now. that habit will probably repeat itself. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
If you don't own up to it.
Yeah.
Definitely own up to it.
You needed to.
Yeah. And decide what's worth bringing up and what's better to internalize and talk with your therapist about.
Overcommunicate, benefit of the doubt, have faith that you will know if something bad is going on. And if you feel like there's something in your core that something bad is going on, what are you doing? Get out of that relationship. That shit is no.
Trust
set
your
sail.
Bit.
We love you. We're going to go eat some brunch. I'm like in the mood for some French toast and a little bacon.
Let's do it.
At Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram, at Candid Sid,
at Candid Soph,
and at Ben Sarbacher.
Ooh. Boys and gals, we will see you next Thursday.
Bye.
See ya.